Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. During a CNN town hall, yesterday, a survivor of the Las Vegas shooting asked Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat from, I believe, Minnesota, I think, I don't know where she's from, how she would prevent gun violence without provoking the gun debate. She said, my state is a pretty big hunting state, and so I look at these proposals and say, do they hurt my Uncle Bob and the deer stand? And they don't. She responded with a nice little smile. She stated a Fox News poll from last summer showed the majority of hunters approve of universal background checks. And she said, let's think about the reason why we don't have them, which we do. I think the first thing is there's a lot of politicians out there that are afraid of the NRA, and I saw this firsthand after the Parkland shooting because I've been working on legislation that would make things safer. One of the bills that I've always led to is to close is the boyfriend loophole that basically says that if someone has been convicted of domestic abuse, then they cannot go out and get an assault weapon. She was explaining this as the audience applauded her. They cannot go out and buy a gun, which is it you can't buy a gun or an assault weapon? I'm confused. According to Klobuchar, there are three bills that are currently sitting in the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's desk, waiting to be taken to the Senate floor. She was specifically referring to the House's two gun control bills that would develop universal background checks and close the so-called Charleston loophole. The other bill, she said, would close the so-called boyfriend loophole. So she asked the question, why are these bills passing? Well, I'll tell you why. First of all the bans in the world are not going to stop crime. And they're not going to stop crime that involves guns. It is a simple fact. That genie is out of the bottle. Item number two, there are background checks. Every federal firearms licensee right now today that sells guns has to give or administer a background check by law. I did an FFL yesterday. Or excuse me, a Form 4473. I did one of those yesterday. So, and the other part, the Charleston loophole. Okay. When the background check was written, it was written to be instant. Instant background check. And one of the things that was put in place, and it was put in place because the government should not have an open end to where they can say, well, we're waiting for you to pass the background check. It was put in there for 3 days. Now, Dylan Roof waited 3 days, passed his background check somehow through the failures of the background check system, the NICS, and he got his gun. Now, they have a thing in place to where if they'd actually finished the background check and found out that he was not, that he was a prohibited person, then the ATF has a means to go out at that point and retrieve that gun and take it back to that gun shop. And it doesn't matter how long it takes. And on day, it was, 65, 68, something like that. 68 days after he purchased this handgun was when the attack at the Charleston Emanuel AME Church occurred. So, That's the Charleston loophole. That's the way it was written. The Democrats wrote it. Bill Clinton wrote it. Dianne Fine Frankenstein, she wrote it. And the boyfriend loophole. The supposition right now today that any politician is afraid of the NRA for any other reason except maybe one of their, you know, maybe their wife's a member of it. She's bigger than him or something. There's no reason to be afraid of the NRA. They're dark. They're dark right now. After Parkland, Klobuchar said that she sat across the table from President Donald Trump and counted the number of times he said he wanted to pass universal background checks, her final count being 9. She said after Trump met with leaders with the NRA, he folded, something she promises that she won't do as president, which, you know, she's got the same chance of being president that I do, which is to say none. What's interesting is that Klobuchar said Congress could have put a ban on bump stocks, which would have been helpful in preventing the Las Vegas shooting. We can put in the assault weapon ban and the background checks and the magazine limits, all of these things, and I think the public is with us. The problem with gun control is that with gun control, on paper, it all sounds great. Who doesn't want to save lives? The problem with gun control is that no gun control saves any lives. Gun control only prohibits the law-abiding from buying certain things. People that are breaking the law, do you think a criminal, if a criminal goes out there and murders you, do you think he's going to be upset when they say, and he used a short barrel rifle? And he used a fully automatic, and that's NFA stuff, let's say, an assault weapon. And, do you think the career criminal cares? Mainly because career criminals seem to be in the revolving door syndrome right now. Universal background checks are supposed to make it impossible for criminals to get their hands on firearms. And that sounds great, except universal background checks do nothing but expand a flawed system. They should go in and fix the NICS. Do you know how many felons are not in the NICS because the states haven't reported them? Do you? There's more felons probably not on the NICS than there is illegal immigrants here in the United States. Right now, convictions are missing from the NICS because not all law enforcement agencies send this information to the FBI. Now, back in November, William Barr released the first ever semi-annual report on the Fix NICS Act, which Congress passed in 2018. And the head of every federal department or agency is required to submit convictions to the Attorney General twice a year. Convictions that took place from the 1st of January to June the 30th have to be submitted by July the 31st. Convictions that took place between July 1st and December 31st are to be submitted by January 31st of the following year. And it is making impact because 6 million convictions were added to the 3 national databases used during background checks, which is a 6.2% increase. But it shouldn't have been that way in the first place. I mean, these are the guys that wrote, and this is the thing about gun control, and I'll just cut to the chase. Gun control is meant to control you, the law-abiding. Has nothing to do with your public safety. They couldn't care less. If you die at the end of a gun, then you become a statistic they will use to try to separate more guns from more people that still haven't done anything with them yet. So, you know, Klobuchar getting out there and talking this smack. I mean, Klobuchar is one of the most misinformed. We've got one country on our southern border, and she doesn't know the name of the president. And I don't know all of his names, but his last name is Obrador. And I'm not running for president. I'm not in the Senate. I'm not on the student council. I don't have a library card. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things I'm not, and yet I know this. And that's because Klobuchar is a idiot, and she's only as good as her staff, and apparently her staff is idiots. They're a bunch of idiots, too. So, you know, for any of you that may be considering voting for Klobuchar, well, save your vote, because, you know, only a fool would vote for her because she's an idiot. Speaking of the idiots, we're going to talk about Sanders when we get back, just because, he's leading the polls. This is Lock and Load.
SEZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. SEZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to SEZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision Sun's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, arrowprecisionusa.com. If you are dumb enough to slobber over a socialist, then you're already inclined to being a hapless mark here. So it should be no surprise that you Bernie brothers are about to get screwed over again by the Democratic Party. I'm going to tell you how it's going to go. If you have a pencil and paper, you might want to take some notes. Maybe you have Dragon Naturally Speaking. You can let that take something. Anyway, but here we go. Because you're stupid, you support a socialist. So I presumptively think you are stupid. You think that if you work really hard and if you win the votes, the establishment creeps who own the Democratic Party are going to let you have a say. But just like last time, you won't get a say. You'll work really hard. Maybe if you work really hard at actual jobs, you wouldn't be a half-wit socialist. And you'll win the votes, and all your dreams will die as you end up with the nomination going to a malignant midget multi-zillionaire. I don't know how they're going to do it, because the Democrats are nothing if it is not imaginative when it comes to eating their own. Maybe there'll be more convenient caucus kerfluffles or super delegates and shenanigans at the convention. I don't know. But there's no way that the masters, the old crotchety masters of the Democratic Party, are going to let you win. And like I said, you're socialist, and therefore you are stupid. So you will get cheated, and you'll end up having to vote for the Vern Troyer of American big money politics. And like the obedient saps that you are, you will do it. Now, at this point, you probably might have a complaint or something about my vernacular and the rhetoric I'm using and all the other things, how hurtful it is, how bad it is. It's not helpful. It's the language of hate. But by complaining, you can temporarily distract from the indisputable fact that your own foolishness has put you in the position to be crushingly humiliated by the Democratic elite one more time. So, if I may, simply because I'm trying to be of help here, let me address your whiny protests. Yes, the way I say socialist, I say it because it is a bad thing. This is because it's a really bad thing. It's a very bad thing. Like to the tune of 100 million dead people, bad thing. I've walked around in the ruins of socialism. And, you might have had some man bun teacher, sociology man bun, teacher's assistant, tell you how swell it is in socialism. And you believed him because you're dupe. So be glad that I am assuming that you are stupid instead of the only other reason one would ever be cavort with these bloodstained goblins. Which, that is worse, which that means you're a very evil person. Now, right now, you're going to interject to me, but he's a democratic socialist. Because you're stupid. Would you feel fine with a democratic Nazi? Well, that's actually what you're advocating for. The Nazis were the National Socialist Party in Germany. The Nazis were just a genre of socialist with white and black added to the color palette. Then you claim that the box boy won't be the nominee and none of the other pouty posse will get it. Maybe Biden will. You totally want to vote for a guy who thinks his powder diving, dancer, diddling loser son should probably be getting $83,000 a month. Wouldn't you think if you were making money like that, you could move out of your parents' house? Maybe you'll want to back Audie Buttigieg because he seems plausible. And I'm not laughing at you here. And then there's Big Chief Sanders Light. Maybe she could get elected, and I'm not laughing here. And then there's the aforementioned Amy Klobuchar. And I'm not laughing at that one. I'm just shaking my head. So, face it. The only viable option besides Vermont Stalin is Scrooge McSuck. Now, your next protest is going to be that Donald Trump is worse than Mini-Mike. In fact, you'll say Trump is like Hitler combined with Hitler, because that's the only socialist that you guys really don't like. So we'll just stick with, you know, you're just going to stick with, he's literally Hitler. I mean, literally. And again, you have been suckered. If you were actually raging against the machine, right, rather than aspiring to be in a cog in it, you would back Trump. Because I'm going to let you in on a little secret here, and you may not like this. Trump is the only disruptor of the establishment in the race on either side. Short Stuff's nomination is designed to reestablish the establishment. And if it comes down to it, mark my words, you'll probably help him do it. I bet Wall Street is quivering in its collective Gucci's over the muffled pitter-patter of the tiny little footsteps of the approaching Mayor His Honor Bloomberg administration. Bloomberg is not just an eager supporter of the globalist vision, but a leading advocate, the dwarf king of Davos. Trump, not so much, but you've been told to hate Trump, and like the obedient little ant you are, you just hate him just by default. You hate Trump so much that you will vote for the polar opposite of your crusty commie hero, even after your preference has been torn from your soft little hands yet again. If you really wanted to burn down the system, your man would be Donald J. Trump. But you don't, not really. You just want some scraps, like getting out of your loans or making other people pay for your doctor. And you'll be happy with that one. And that's why you'll give your general election vote to the stop-and-frisk doughboy, even as you assure yourself that the guy who got minority unemployment to record lows is the big, bad, racist guy. You know, bad boy. You've been had. You're going to cry, but you'll still go along with the scam as this all plays out. And suddenly the media's going to turn on the burn in a coordinated attack. Then Frodo Moneybags will start buying off individuals and leftist groups. And then crusty has-been Sam Donaldson decided to show off his new blonde rug during his endorsement of old Mikey. So, and many more of those are coming. And it's not his cash, but the power of Mikey's ideas is bringing it. Yeah, now I'm laughing. There will be more primary and caucus surprises, except the only people who will be surprised are you suckers that are back in the burn. Bernie Bros, if you get violent, we'll deal with that too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A few dozen Americans are sick, but the coronavirus is really doing a number on Wall Street. The Dow lost 879 points today after losing more than 1,000 points on Monday. At the closing bell, the Dow finished at 2781. During a hearing on Capitol Hill on Tuesday, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the United States is prepared should an outbreak happen in the United States.
We do have in the Strategic National Stockpile ventilators. We have masks. We have...
Enough.
Well, of course not, or we wouldn't be asking for a supplemental to seek more money to procure more of that.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump on their way back to the United States after a two-day visit to India, and seven Democratic presidential hopefuls will face off in a matter of hours in the next Democratic debate in South Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, Bernie Sanders, who runs around as a independent, but he caucuses with the Democrats, but he's a socialist, which the Democrats are socialists. And, you know, but he's out there caucusing with a party that is anti-gun, and he is from Vermont. Vermont has never had gun control until recently. Never had state gun control at all. And, but we all know this about Bernie. And the Democratic Party is for gun confiscation. They're for destroying Second Amendment freedoms. They're for shredding the Constitution. Now, for years, the chief Bernie bro, he remained in line with his constituents. Because Vermont is a heavily armed state. It's a constitutional or permitless carry state, and for all of you anti-gunners who don't know what that is, well, it basically, this should be the way it is in the United States, from, you know, coast to coast, border to border. But, you know, this is where you don't need a permit to conceal or open carry within the confines of the state. And yes, Vermont is in deep blue New England. And the fact that they have had such a law on their books and have had it since 1791, along with a gun ownership rate that rates around 70-75%. So that means if you enter a Vermont resident's home, there's a 75% chance that they own a gun. Now, one of the Bernie, the chief Bernie bros, chief, you know, his one of his most criticized votes is his vote to protect this freedom from endless litigation. In 2005, the Bush White House signed into law one of the most pro-gun bills in recent memory, the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, the PLCAA, which barred frivolous lawsuits against gun manufacturers like the one that's happening right now in Connecticut. So if the Democrats and the anti-gun leftists couldn't confiscate all the guns, they were going to, after the makers of them, through endless lawsuits from victim families. This law simply states that no lawsuit can be filed against a gun manufacturer whose products are unknowingly and unwillingly used in a crime. This does not make them immune to any to lawsuits, because if they make a gun that blows up in your hands, yeah, I'm going to be having me some shares of Remington. But, you know, that hasn't happened yet. So the push to sue the Second Amendment out of existence was toppled. Sanders voted yes on the bill. And you can bet that in 2016 this was brought up by the Hillary, and the media outlets reported on his 2005 vote as well. Coming from Mother Jones, we get, in October 2005, Congress passed the PLCAA, granting sweeping legal immunity to the gun industry. And gun manufacturers who lobbied for the bill warned that suits like New York's were a scheme hatched by activist lawyers and judges to bankrupt the guns industry, or the gun industry, excuse me. So the bill's sponsor, Senator Larry Craig, named the New York case on the Senate floor as an example of the predatory lawsuit that the PLCAA aimed to provide for the dismissal of. More than a decade after its passage, the PLCAA is at the center of a fierce debate over gun control between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, the leading candidates for the Democratic national nomination. This was in 2016. As a senator from New York in 2005, Clinton voted against the PLCAA. Sanders, then in the House of Representatives, voted for it, as he had done for an earlier iteration of the measure that failed in 2003. Recently, Clinton has accused Sanders of bowing to the NRA on this key piece of legislation. Sanders, who hails from a rural state with lax gun laws, has defended his vote as a way to protect this small mom-and-pop gun shop in Vermont from frivolous lawsuits. All that stuff I just told you, all of that's all over now. Things have changed. It's a new day. New year, new day. New Bernie. The 2016 primaries led to Sanders announcing that he would repeal the PLCAA if elected. Why would this, you know, it's very simple to figure this out. That's merely to win elections. In Vermont, he bucked the party line on the position to win. On the national stage, he has to transform into Mr. Confiscation to avoid being trounced in the primary. This is Politics 101. Coming from Stephen Gutkowski, we get political experts say that Sanders has moved to the left along with the rest of his party after the issue became a major vulnerability for him in his 2016 primary campaign against Hillary Clinton, who found and exploited Sanders' rare vulnerability on the left. They're sort of making it sound like that's why he lost it, and the Democrats didn't steal it from him. That's not why he lost it. Sanders has faced scrutiny for his so-called evolution. When pressed on his vote against the 1993 Brady background check bill by New York Times editorial board in January, Sanders said, "The world's changed a little bit. I certainly have changed on that issue." Political experts, as well as partisans on both sides of the debate, have picked up on Sanders' move to the left. Alan Gottlieb put things sort of blunt. Bernie Sanders, early on in his political career, had to be against gun control to win elections in Vermont. To compete on the national stage of the Democratic Party, he has abandoned that position. The Democrats have become the party of gun prohibition. No kidding. No kidding, right? I'm sure that everybody knew this. But did his past gun rights record have any impact? That's hard to say, because he's now the undisputed Democratic frontrunner. But even with votes against the Brady bill and for PLCAA, I think progressive Democrats would still have backed this guy. It's one issue, and it's certainly not at the top of the list for his block of voters who will march to the gates of hell for him. They want overhauls in health care. They want overhauls in how government works. They want to delegate power back to the people. They want to fight climate change. Gun violence is, it may be on the top 10 list, but it's on the lower tier. As for 2016, you know, Hillary was going to be the nominee. Sanders mounted a solid insurgency, but once that swung south below the Mason-Dixon line, Clinton got a delegate lead that Sanders would not be able to overcome, given the Democrats' delegate allocation rules. I think we should be thankful that he has shifted leftward. He has a message that some Trump supporters would find appealing. Maybe those in the anti-elite block of the coalition and the fear of him taking guns away would be neutralized. But it wouldn't be all, but it would have been enough to make things interesting. But now, no, not with this shift, and that's a good thing, because Bernie Sanders' health care plan that would rip away 150 million private plans from Americans. He'll also take law-abiding citizen firearms. He'll take their private property. No health care, no freedom, no right to self-defense. Sanders, 2020. What a message. People will say, why doesn't his message resonate? Just look at what I just said. Listen, yeah, look at what I just said over the radio. Just look at that. Look at it. So, this message that he's putting out right now, this is being put on blast. Trump has probably got some sort of, he's probably gotten some sort of add-on app to his Twitter account to where he can record straight into it whatever these yahoos are saying. Of course, Bloomberg is the gift that keeps on giving in this particular arena as well. But, you know. Oh, Bernie. It's. But the Bernie bros, you guys are the ones that I got issue. I got issue with the Bernie bros, yeah. I got beef. I got beef with the Bernie bros. So, I'm just sitting here, you know, just sort of bearing all that in mind and thinking about Mr. Gun Confiscation himself. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Coming out of the UK, we get this. Ambitious leftist politicians here and there are clearly prepared to seize political power by any means. By contrast, honorable politicians seek opportunities to serve their country, their fellow citizens, and future generations. Leftists simply lust after personal power and money, nothing else. So thus, used car salesmen and assorted other sleazy drudges and hacks, the kind invariably attracted to leftist politics, have made their way into our Congresses and Houses of Commons. Accordingly, our domestic politics are often under the control of amoral political thugs who lack any real insight nor interest into the welfare of our two nations. As an example, the leftists are now seriously arguing that the right to trial supersedes the right to self-defense. So, thus, when you shoot a violent criminal who is actively trying to murder you, you have deprived your attacker of the right to trial by jury, thereby impinging upon his civil rights. Never mind, by the way, that he was infringing on your civil rights. You were probably just walking around thinking, you know, where's the photo mat, or where's the ATM, or what's for dinner tonight, or something. And this guy tried to rob you or kill you or both. So when that happens, and then you of course react accordingly, which accordingly would be to deal with this threat. You have now impinged upon his civil rights, you bad person. Now, this is actually allowed to go forward and continue on forever after. That's a really scary notion. A future court, which thankfully I'll be dead before that happens, but a future court of leftist judges might conflate the right to a trial with a prescription against self-defense. That's making any kind of self-defense illegal, as is the case currently in the UK and Canada. I mean, if you get into a fight in Canada and you're like, well, you know, I was just having my natty bow and my bratwurst day, and this guy came around the corner and tried to beat me with a hose. And then you defend yourself. Well, you're going to the Canadian who's gone. So, another thing is that Bloomberg right now is outwardly marketing himself essentially as an American version of communist Chinese dictator President Xi. And his groveling leftist supporters, although there may be fewer now in number since that debate, apparently see no incongruity with the traditional American value of being the president of a Chinese communist country. So he evidently sees no contradiction in his advocating for the complete and unconditional extermination of our Second Amendment, while simultaneously maintaining an expansive personal Praetorian Guard, which is heavily armed and composed of extremely well-compensated ex-NYPD personnel. What a career those baby Hueys must have all had. So, you have to ask how Bloomberg's Praetorians are able to continuously bear pistols and carbines and shotguns and submachine guns when he visits Bermuda and London, where possession of guns by foreign nationals is absolutely prohibited. It's not even legal for Bloomberg's bodyguards to secure their guns on private jets when parked at airports in Bermuda or England. That's not even legal in and of itself. So, his Praetorians are also apparently exempted within Democrat-controlled states like Hawaii, New Jersey, New York, where the rabidly anti-gun attorneys general and governors go out of their way to prevent even active and retired LEO from carrying under provisions of the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Safety Act. And yet, Mini Mike always makes an exception for himself. What do you think of that? What do you think he thinks of us? What do you think he thinks of us? If that's the way he thinks about himself, what do you think he thinks of us? I know what he thinks of us. I know exactly what he thinks of us. Now, coming out of Vermont, Vermont does not have a crime problem. So Vermont going after gun control now, as vociferously as they are, is sort of interesting simply because they don't even have the pretense of solving crime or preventing crime, because they don't have as much crime. See, this is, you know, just getting out here and talking about some of this stuff just hurts my head. Now, the lawyerly legislators in Vermont who have sworn to protect and defend the Constitution have been caught red-handed going up against it. Histrionic progressive Vermont legislators have tried to institute a blatantly unconstitutional farce by couching their evil effort in a domestic violence bill, H-610. They, too, were trying to close the Charleston loophole, even though they don't have Charleston in Vermont. Their scam seeks to enact a 30-day waiting period for firearms purchases at the state level in place of the 3-day federal default proceed process, which is a current federal law. Further, if a potential gun purchaser does not receive a background check clearance from the NICS after the 30 days, they not only cannot proceed to purchase a weapon, they also have no right to an appeal. Vermont, what are you guys doing? Imagine a legislature imposing a 30-day waiting period on a woman obtaining an abortion. And then if there's no approval of this, then she has to proceed to delivery. I know, you're sitting there going, Bill, you just don't know the leftists. They would never approve that, but hey. The right to have an abortion is an implied right. Right? Whereas the right to bear arms is an explicit right. It is the right that guarantees all others. The U.S. Supreme Court has already specifically ruled that this right is deeply rooted in the nation's histories and traditions, and that this right must be equally protected under equally protected against state governments under the 14th Amendment. For those that get out there and say, well, Donald Trump's a tyrant, isn't it sort of bizarre that those same people seek to dispose of the citizens' core ability to oppose tyranny? Donald Trump's a tyrant, but you cannot oppose tyranny because we're taking guns. You would think that the leftist awareness of the plights of the Uyghurs in China or the Rohingya in Myanmar would lead them to clamor for more guns to secure our nation against the dreaded tyrants. Instead, they conspire to eradicate self-defense altogether. Two sponsors of Vermont's H-610 sit on the House Committee in the Judiciary. Despite all the complaints and infringements, a lot of people are endorsing it. And H-610 was actually drafted by a special interest social worker named Sarah Robinson. It wasn't even put together by a lawmaker in Vermont. So, this was shown to be in emails, and attorney Eric Fitzpatrick of the Office of Legislative Counsel writes to Sarah Robinson and Maxine Grad, committee chair, and they had her making sure that this is the way she wanted to check and make sure this is good to go. Make sure this is good to go, Sarah. Special interest be damned. Hour number three is inbound. It's going to be the 1911 University with the professor, Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.